And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Will Raymond. This November 8th, I will be voting no on Orange County's quarter-cent sales tax. Promoters promised us increased jobs, better schools, and possibly even a deferred property tax increase. But we know that any positive impact on jobs or revenues from improved county economic zones will take time. It's a real stretch to claim near-term benefits in this down economy. Suggesting the quality of local education is at risk and linking the tax benefits to our popular schools is certainly a clever sales tactic, but let's be honest, the $600,000 going to the schools is a raindrop in a sea of spending. On the other hand, if two-thirds have been dedicated to restoring prenatal and dental care services, to backfilling state cuts in mental health, housing, and hospice care, the impact of that $1.6 million would have been tremendous. Not a drop, but a bucket of help. Now, as a parent, I understand that the example you set is more important than the words to use. That do as I say and not as I do is a sure path to undercutting trust. It's a lesson so many candidates and local officials seem to have forgotten. Holding this costly single-issue vote during an off-year election was a calculated, divisive tactic to minimize the impact of our rural neighbors who have already demonstrated a distaste for further taxes. As the Chapel Hill News noted, the county's effort to get the message out appears to have gone over the line from legally allowed education into outright advocacy. Both undercut our democratic principles. And this is why, even if all the revenue raised from the sales tax went to human services, I will still vote no this year. Because, as we teach our kids, the ends does not justify the means. This is Will Raymond.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 1360 WCHL.